Country living is in commentator Julie Zickafoos's blood, albeit a generation removed. After 12 years, she's still struggling to fit in amongst the pastures and fields near Whipple, Ohio.
To the bewilderment of our neighbors, we've built a 42-foot-tall tower onto our house that pokes up above the trees like a silo. It's useless for storing grain. We climb atop it to watch birds. Our bird-watching tower seems like a frivolity in this agrarian community. Or is it? We're putting out an entirely different product than has ever come off this land before. We're using the countryside to make our living, though we aren't tilling the land or cutting the forest. We're writing, editing, painting, and studying nature. Doing so, are we displacing a farmer? No, factory farms and simple aging do that for us. A niche opens up in the country, for those of us who want to live out here simply because it's beautiful, and being so gives us inspiration. Why, after all these years, do I still feel like I'm intruding? I don't know. I think about it every time I drive into town and pass the decaying barns and eroded hillsides that can no longer be called pastures. Are our 80 acres wasted on us? Are we in some way less worthy of living here than our neighbors who, until they got too old to do it anymore, raised beef cattle and cut hay? We're embarrassed and abashed when neighbors visit, at our luxuriant flower beds and elaborately fenced vegetable garden, our fallow meadow gone to broom sedge and raspberry canes. We keep things the way we like them, beautifully tangled. Sumac hangs over the edges of the meadow and takes a few more feet out of it each year. Young Virginia pines lean together over the driveway, giving it a wild, secret feeling we love. Our neighbor, Farmer Carl, shakes his head, bewildered at our slothfulness. "Why would you put up with that?" he asks. When a repairman came to replace the ruined tires on our 1954 Massey Ferguson tractor, I asked if he could haul the old ones off for me. He gave me a strange look and said he'd have to charge me for it. I said, "Okay, how much would it be?" He didn't know. Apparently, everyone around here keeps their discarded tractor tires. I felt like a fool for asking him to take them away, as if I were somehow not resourceful enough to find a use for them. I had a sudden flash of my Aunt Toot and Uncle Howard's front yard on their Iowa farm, two tractor tires whitewashed, their edges pinked and flared out, spilling over with lacy asparagus under the prairie sky. Feeling that odd embarrassment, I changed my mind. "I'll keep 'em, and I'll grow asparagus in 'em," I announced to him and to myself, too. "Some people do," he commented, reaching for a wrench. My unease ebbed away, replaced with resolve, as though, climbing a difficult wall, I'd found one more little chink for my fingers. I would grow something worthwhile for once, and I would keep the tires, just like country people do.
Commentator Julie Zickafoos is a painter and nature writer. This past spring, she harvested 6 spears of asparagus out of the tractor tire planter at her nature sanctuary near Whipple, Ohio.